While in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali ball out of respect. Wap City on mine and we go for the next.
Set up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, man. Yes, yes, yes. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more. And I'm your host, Coach Ali. We call them plays, X's and O's, execution. It's all on how you run them this morning. It's going down. Today's date is 5/11/2020. And, man, it's been a good weekend. I hope it was a good Mother's Day weekend. It seemed like it was short. Like, it just came and went, you know what I'm saying, too fast. There was a triple whammy for myself, but normally it's a double whammy, you know. It was Mexican Mother's Day. My wife is Mexican, and so it was Mother's Day, Mexican Mother's Day, and it just so happened to be our anniversary. So it was a triple whammy for me. So it was cool, man, you know, chilling out with a lot of the family. I got to see everybody, you know what I'm saying, all the special women in my life. You know what I mean? So that was dope. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody just tapped in. My partner, you know what I'm saying? Paxton in the building. Hooker Boy Films, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to my boy, Hooker Boy. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I remember back in the day, man, you know, man, he showed me so much game. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? On some film shit, man. So shout out to that brother, man. Hey, later on this evening, to this morning, excuse me, I got my man, Don P, the official, straight out of Oakland, California. He gonna be here inside the Coach's Corner, talking about a couple singles he got. He got a single with Dwayne Wiggins, so that's dope. That one is called So Fly, I believe. So yeah, man, we just gonna chop it up with him, talk about his legacy in the game, how long he been doing this music, you know what I mean, and all these projects he got going on. So. Y'all stay tuned, tap in, you know what I mean? Let everybody know what's going on inside the Coach's Corner. It's Money Motivated Monday, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We're going to keep y'all money motivated. We're going to play some of that mob music for y'all, you know what I mean? Get your mind right, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I play that because, you know, I've been to college, you know what I mean? And I studied business and the professor always give accolades to the street guy. You know what I mean? They're always admired at the street genius on the entrepreneurship of the street guy. Well, you know, being a guy from that dope era, you know what I mean, so to speak, you know what I mean? I'm able to translate some of those tactics into the business world, you know what I mean? And that's what they admire about it. So that's why I play the music that I play, because it ain't about so much of killing an individual or things of that nature. It's the deal, you know, killing the deal, coming up on the deal, you know what I mean, being a savage in that manner, you know what I mean? So that's why I play the music that I play, you know what I mean, because you got to have that type of mind frame when you're in the corporate world dealing with corporate people, man. So, you know, Money Motivated Monday, Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We got Don P. Official tapping in later on. Shout out to my folks tapping in with your boy, man, and we're going to get this thing started, you know what I'm saying? Started correctly. You feel me? Hey, this is my man, Vita Wita, Second Chance. Because you don't get too many of those. And if you do, embrace it. Run a play.
The Mechanics.
Thug it like it ain't illegal, with the four like a regal, clipping normal like my eagle. All my
my bitches say I'm evil, all my niggas say I'm solid. All this hustle that I knowledge, swear I should've went to college. All the snitches get abolished, fuck the Texas, never honest. Pay my dues and pay my homage, making dollars, face the commas on my mama. Niggas playing like it's a second chance. What you did, don't press the reset. You better take some bands, take some blends, reflect on regret. Never neglect your plans, take a stand, stand as a man. Break you, they never can. No plan, stuck in the jam. The realest never ran underhand. Skipping my grams, I'm tripping at your grams. How the damn drop, ain't no fucking handouts. And we screaming, fuck the law until they let my mans out. Head out, dead out, don't wanna see the fair house. Wanna see my niggas ballin', lead a fair one, still the count. Keep an ounce, make a little bounce, the business come about. Bitches pout, I don't take them out. Dick them in the mouth, take a bow, make them throw the towel. Didn't go to trial, get a child, I was running wild, had to slow it down. He a clown, bitch, I hold the crown. Innocent in town, put your pounds, put you from the mail. Started from the ground, on the way up, with a play up. Off hella syrup, I stay up, get a little nervous, I'm prayed up. Eat real good, my weight up. Niggas out here playing when it's bands again. One life, you don't get a second chance at this. I swear to God, I leave it where you standing, bitch. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. You catch the suckers out, slip and take a van quick. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. One life, you don't get a second chance at this. Now you ran into the suckers, they was slipping. You was so sleep, got cold feet. What's the point of having a dick if you ain't gon' ski? Got one chance, better make it count. Bunch of rubber bands, no bank account. Touch 100 grand in a 100 house. Took 100 bands in my mama couch. I'm 100 man, that's without a doubt. Do the running man while I'm selling out. No goofy though, I'm Gucci though. Make a profit off your Gucci though. I'm peed up, we peed up. No fucking off, I re-up. Yeah, Mac Dre, I'm teed up. My mama good, my feet up. That's living, niggas. 10+ years, I've been in it. From no fear, I've been in niggas. Doing myself, who's sending, nigga? You spinning, nigga? Let's break bread. Put nigga better fake dead. Get the popping up with some fake dreads. No warning shots trying to take heads. I take Craig, got to get back. No misled, we did that. Since my talk, no chit chat. We tap in and we click clack. Conversations and contemplation on how to get this big sack. Told the fam, I got this. Just stay patient and sit back. I'ma split that. Niggas yeah. Out here playing when it's bands again. One life, you don't get a second chance at this. I swear to God, I leave it where you standing, bitch. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. You kept the suckers out, slip and take a van quick. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. One life, you don't get a second chance at this. Now,
beat them, fuck them all, tell them that I said it. And I ain't taking shit back. Tell him I'm in it. It ain't no nigga like me. I swear to God, that's on my mob. I'm the realest street rap nigga since Ice-T. So tell the warden that I'm free and I'm back. And I'm strapped with a Mac. Born Jack, his gangsta rap back. Shit, who iller than me? Realer than me off any streets. I smack him, jack him, stick my Mac 10 off any teeth. These niggas weak. Drunk, stain, skipping and no war. When it's war, we fully loaded. See, walking to the store. What you know about this gangsta shit? Slanging cane shit. I'm the problem, nigga. That real Eddie Kane bitch. 65 just made like 65, said I can hold this rap shit down to a nigga 65. Shit, I'm nice with the mic and I'm swift with the 50 cal. And ain't no second thoughts whenever I pull the pistol.
Niggas out here playing when it's bands again. One life, you don't get a second chance at this. I swear to God, I leave it where you standing, bitch. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. You kept the suckers out, slip and take a van quick. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. Get it right, you don't get a second chance at this. It's one life, you don't get a second chance at this.
Yeah, man, that's that Beta Weta right there. Beta Weta, you feel me? Second Chance, man, off that new album. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Mob. You know what I'm saying? Mob Father, man. It's going down featuring Sebo, man. Hey, I want to send a rest in peace out, man, to Andre Harrell. You feel me? We lost a great, great producer. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably don't know who this guy was, but he's responsible for a lot of motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? He's responsible for fucking P. Diddy, straight up like that, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Send my condolences. Also to Little Richard, you know what I'm saying? Little Richard, you know what I'm saying? Good golly, Miss Molly, the old Tutti Frutti, you know what I'm saying? Died at 87 years old, you know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to him. Yeah, Andre Harrell, again, rest in peace. Sean Diddy Combs, Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying? Him and my man Chris Pringle was a part of the Mary J. Blige thing. He died at 59 years old, also including Snoop Dogg, Usher, John Legend, Ice-T, Quincy Jones. You know what I'm saying? So you know, he's been working with a lot of people, man, throughout his career, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily responsible for all those people, but rubbing shoulders and elbows and, you know what I'm saying, making sure, you know, those people was in careers that keep going. He was a guy behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to him. If it wasn't for those guys behind the scenes, man, a lot of this music wouldn't be out there, you know what I mean? So rest in peace to those celebrities, you know what I'm saying, that we lost in the music career, in the music industry. You feel me? Later on in the show, I got my man, Don Peter Official. He'll be tapping in with us, you know what I mean? We're going to be chopping it up, talking about his career, his music, you know what I'm saying, what he got going. He's always networking. He's always doing some new things. He got a hot summertime single with Dwayne Wiggins, you know what I mean? So we're going to play that, you know what I mean? Let me know what y'all think about that. But go ahead and tap in and tell a friend and tell a friend. Shout out to my folks, Money Making Sal, just tapped in. You know what I'm saying? I see you. I see you. And my folks, Repo Rick, you know what I'm saying? The Hyperman Repo Rick, man. Very hyper, man. Shout out to him, man. But that's what we're doing inside the Coach's Corner, man. We call him plays, X's and O's in execution. You feel me? I got some more brand new music, man, right about now. I got some brand new music from 40. Got some new music, you know what I mean? And, yes, that's what we're going to do. But this one is P-Lo. Get like me. You know what I'm saying? Get me lit. Run a play.
Get it poppin', hey, but they watch, don't got a option. Yeah, I do the work, I'm clockin'. Tell me I'm toxic, I'm different, adopted.
P-Lo, time to bring the bass bird.
I don't wanna know to get it poppin', hey, but they watch, don't got a option. Yeah, I do the work, I'm clockin'. Tell me I'm toxic, I'm different, adopted. I'ma make it hot like I'm rhyming, ball like I'm climbing, I make big deposits. Every time I talk, I just pop shit. Tucked, I was locked, and I'm back with the mobsters. When the one they wanna go against me, gas never empty, I know why they envy. Cars for a bar, shit expensive. Horse in the engine, you can't get a mention. Tell the backpack, keep your distance. Shit could get risky, I don't want the whiskey. Hold on my neck, she can miss me. Pop like a twisty, dip, not a bitch.
Watch
me
dip,
I can't miss. This my shit, it give me lit. Watch me dip, I can't miss. This my shit, it give me lit. Oh yeah. Okay. All I do is gas propane. Oh yeah. Okay. All I do is gas propane. Hey. Do a lot of numbers like Verizon. Oh shit, I'm dodging. The racks be the topic. Bitch, I got the birds in the block, but I don't got no cons. Gonna split like a mosh pit. I've been in my bag like I hopped it. Trust me, I knocked it. My popped in a shock it. Everywhere I go, got a rocket. Freak up a stock, and she say I'm obnoxious. Missing got some niggas with the simply. Going off the liquid, wholesale and gifted. Touch a lot of chicken and crispy. Gas, I'm 6B, a perm with a pinch be. No, you couldn't beat me if you wished it. God gave me flipped it, turned to a kingpin. Get a real one, say it's different. Bad like a misfit. Catch my watch me dip. I can't miss. This my shit, it give me lit. Watch me dip. I can't miss. This my shit, it give me lit. Oh yeah. Okay. All I do is gas propane. Oh yeah. Okay. All I do is gas propane.
New pillow right there, man. Give me lit. You inside the Coach's Corner with your man, Coach Ali. We call him plays, X's and O's in execution. It's all on how you run them, man. Hey, right now, I'm going to give you guys a COVID-19 update. You feel me? In the state of California, man. It looks like it's been 66,680 people confirmed with it. In the state, they won't give us all the accurate numbers on who all have recovered. But so far, we got 2,745 deaths, you know what I mean, in the state of California, man. So, you know what I mean? I just went into the store, man, and my partner, Muhammad, he tried to tell me that this shit was over, bro. I said, nigga, if you don't knock this shit off and wash your hands and put your motherfucking mask on talking to me, glad I had my mask on, though, bro. You know what I mean? Not to say, you know what I mean, but at the same time, this nigga been here just as long as I've been here, man. He didn't get on no plane and leave nowhere and come back nowhere to know that this shit is over. So how he know? What news is he reading, that I ain't watching? You feel me? So, no, this shit ain't over. You know what I mean? It ain't over by far. Where I'm at inside of Kern County, man, we got 1,254 deaths. So far, 753 people have recovered. And there's 15 confirmed deaths, unfortunately, man. So that's here in Kern County, man. So this shit is real with the COVID-19, man. Wash your hands, brush your teeth, wash your ass, gargle salt water, do all the shit, man. Stay healthy. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing inside the Coach's Corner, man. But on the real shit, man, this shit is real. It looks like states are starting to open up. Counties are starting to open up. You know what I'm saying? I think they, you know, everybody talking about it's unfair. It's unfair. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if health, you know, health is wealth. You know what I mean? If you're not healthy to go to work, to make no money, what sense does it make you going to work to get some money if you're not healthy in the first place? I don't know, man. That's just me. That's just me. Shout out to my man, T-Thelius, man. I got that music. I'm going to get it next week or later on this week. It'll probably be playing Wednesday. So I got your new joints. We definitely going to be playing that, some loaded music. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. That's what we're doing. I got Don P, the official out of Oakland, California. We'll be inside the Coach's Corner a little bit later on. We're going to be chopping up with Brody. You know what I'm saying? Playing a lot of his music, talking about him, getting a whole lot of good game. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. Right about now, I got some brand new music from my man Joe Moses. Really out here. This one a banger. We're going to play.
I mean, I only speak facts. How about they mad at me? Second Street 50s, I still hang with all clappers. KC and Madden, full board in my bastard. I was in the field, I don't hang with no rappers. Got a shout out to the Atlantic, now I own my own master. I'm really who I say, I'm really him, I'm really active. Yellow tape fanatics, kick doors and chain snatches. I was Lil Joe, niggas know a known savage. 4, 5s, and 9s, bet them peoples won't catch it. Bitch, I'm back at it before I start, it's Free Beezy. I was in the A's with Baby Tanic and Lil Weezy. Deuce line banging punch, we make it look easy. Shout out to Peasy in the West with Jay Weezy. Streets say I'm less known, felon from my section. Snitch nigga K, if you hang with him, you gon' catch him. Still a young nigga, but got stripes like a veteran. Bounty blood banging, April roll with the extra. Marks making threats, what you think we ain't strapped? And from Wellbone said, WAP, just kick back. We three a gangster, suspect to shoot packs. FHN for real, V that and B hat. Last nigga play, he ate shells and C-Max. Niggas talking music, not me, I speak facts. Snap said, fuck it, and we don't believe that. Flag said, fuck it, we ain't beefing on no apps. Hood on my back, war tasks and hood story. Political shooters, no Yeezus, no glory. I was in the lanes, it's no Tory. Hair on for sale was under 40, then shoot it, Robert Ory. Portland fuck with me, then I slide back to Oakland. Frisco be yanking, Sacramento with the homies. Too much from 92nd Street, that's my Kobe. Free chili with the Roly, Eminem, he bang rolling. A lot of niggas owe me what I've done on my lonely. Homies call me Whopper, all the bitches call me Joey. Sell a lot of white in the Louis, go snowing. Yellow in my cup, mix the Molly with the Poet. I'm really out here, 2 strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga K, stay active and keep westin'. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. I'm really out here, 2 strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga K, stay active and keep westin'. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. Homies ain't homies, niggas changing, you ain't Brody. Back in 05, I was really going donkey. Prayed on my kids, then I went and had Joey. Birds like I'm golden, hustle is the motive. I was once down, niggas clown, they all watching. Same niggas shitted on the squad, they back calling. Same bitches fucking on the ops, they back opping. Never fell off on the gang, we still popping. G said, kid, get the money, it bring power. Then I put the stick in the broom, we back mopping. Crest Station deals, mix the noodles with the lobster. A fan of the K, I ain't doing no boxing. I was fucking Hollywood hoes when they had toxic. Really had Future in the set, around flocker. Fucked a couple police bitches, then hit doctors. Better be careful, bet I know Shanika watching. 30 unwatches, what's a goon to a goblin? Batman a bitch on my side, I keep robbing. Houston with the ties, JR and Jazz mobbing. Keep talking tough, turn your head into an omelet. Every time I nut, she keep knobbing. Say yeah to violence, keep silence. To all my shooters, stay private. 502, yeah, my youngest be the lobby. Deuce line bangers, kick doors and on Canava. I'm really out here, 2 strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga K, stay active and keep westin'. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. I'm really out here, 2 strikes and all felon. Snitch nigga K, stay active and keep westin'. Make it out the hood, niggas call that a blessing. Bounty blood banger, April roll with the extra. Facts.
We ain't do no internet, nothing, nigga. And it ain't got a problem with the WAP, nigga. No internet, nothing, nigga. Just do what you say you gonna do, nigga. Stop talking tough, nigga. All you niggas hoes, for real, you really wanna know. We ain't changing for no motherfucking money, nigga. Nigga. I ain't fucking with no yee-ass niggas that's doing yee-ass shit, nigga. 2020, we on you niggas. That's on my mama. WAP. Jair!
Brand new Joe Moses right there. That's Joe Moses, JM. You know what I'm talking about? Really out here, man. That motherfucker is a slapper. Womp, 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 womp. You know what I'm talking about? That should be knocking, man. You know what I mean? We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You feel me? It's going down, man. Shout out to my folks, Diggler, Baby Money Making Style, T. Delius, you know what I'm talking about, Loaded Music, you know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to my folks, T.A.C. Colion from Underrated Records. Always been down with me, support me, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sister Music Snacks, you know what I mean? Just tapped in, you know what I mean? Be on the lookout for her thing, you know what I mean? As soon as she's ready to log in.com or whatever platform she's going to run, we're going to promote that too. So let me know, Sister Music Snacks, when you're going live and what's your format and what's going on so we can promote it. You feel me? It's going down, man. I'm your host, Coach Ali, man. And we just calling plays, man. Like I said, rest in peace to Andre Harrell. Rest in peace to Little Richard. You know what I'm saying? Hey, time is short, man. It's very precious. You know what I'm saying? Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, because without a woman, wouldn't be no men. You feel me? And without a man, there wouldn't be no woman. So, you know, shout out to the goddess. You know what I mean? We appreciate you. You know what I mean? It's going down. Hey, I got some more brand new music, man. I got my man Don P. Official. He'll be in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be chopping it up with us. You know what I'm saying? So I got some more music until then. You know what I mean? So we're going to keep this thing money motivated as we do on this Money Motivated Monday. Inside the Coach's Corner, man. Your home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music, and more. And, I ain't forgot about, you know what I'm saying, my man Mr. Ahmed Aubrey. You know what I'm saying? We still running for him. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to speak on something in a minute. I seen a little clip with Al Sharpton. He was on a talk show, and they was asking, you know, why haven't things changed in so many years, and what is it going to take to stop? But it was like, they didn't sit down with Minister Farrakhan. Hello. Anyway, I got some more music, man. That's my man, Jay Peasy, man. Jay Stylin, 80s babies. Wanna play?
Westbound Entertainment.
Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we're smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio. No pay for a lazy hoe, I refuse to save them, no. Bitches wanna choose a P, you won't need to pay it, so I almost gave it all away. Praying on a daily though, ask a lot of make me strong. Game is main, he made me cold, searching for a way to go. Family tight, we staying close, the pain is part of being great. Yeah, it hurts, but make me dope. Turn my shoes into a must, with little learn to make the most. I've been up, I've been down, we made it out, let's make a toast. Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio.
It was crazy, I was in the village selling hella dope. Run up on the niggas, trippy with my fucking calico. I'ma fuck your bitch, put this dick all up in his throat. Chopper aiming at his feet, I'ma make him tap dance. Shoot him in his face and throw his body in a garbage can. Wrap him up, we bought all the Saran. Bury all the bodies, then burn up the van. My mama working shovel if I need an extra hand. Told me never tell family secrets with your girlfriend. My mama working shovel if I need an extra hand. Told me never tell family secrets with your girlfriend. With your girlfriend.
Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they
give me the order, they gon' follow through. Then all these niggas gon' follow you. It's all love, and I don't need to thank you. I'm here forever if you ever need a shoulder, fool. Let's conversate how we grew up on soul food. How we grew up on soul food.
Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio. Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio. Radio.
You feel me? Yes. His name is Jay Peasy. You feel me? Featuring Chase Stalin, man. You know what I mean? That motherfucker is a slap, man. You feel me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody tapping in right about now on the IG Live, man. Go ahead and share this to everybody. Let everybody know. In just a couple of minutes, I'll have my folks, Don Peter Official. He'll be in there. You feel me? Yes, sir. KC to the Bay, man. Hey, that's what we doing, man. Hey, yeah. Watts in the house, man. What's going on? What's going on with my partner from Watts, man? Watts, California, man. You know what I mean? It's going down Grape Street in the house. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Petey. You know what I'm saying? In the building, man. My man, Immaculate 707. You know what I'm saying? Money Making Sal. Nate Dank. You feel me? I appreciate y'all. It's all love. You know what I mean? Nothing but love. Hey, right about now, I got some more music, man. This my man, Sugar Free. Snoop Dogg. Stop thinking with your dickhead. Run a play.
Man, don't be thinking about your dick, boy. That's something valuable you taking from back home and from your bloodline. Passing it down to some young cat, man, who life you subject to say.
Yeah, because now he can think with his other head.
Right.
You know, instead of thinking with the little head, think right. With the big head. That's okay. What Marco Jr. Hey, brought to tell me.
Okay, now remember the day you listened and you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And some shit started working.
Yeah, it did.
That you couldn't explain to the next motherfucker.
They didn't get it.
You knew you couldn't talk to him.
Yeah, now he don't want it.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
God coming for me. No, I felt the heart. Dr. Dre started off rapping about a leak. I can't do too bad about the bar.
Shit. Same bitch, different shirt. If this is right.
God, please let something happen to the Cadillac converter on the airplane so she can miss her flight.
I can't.
Waiting on the square bitch, especially with no pass.
Shit. You're liable to lose the hoe.
Where to choose is
I'm fucking with Joey. My cut down band grew back.
This information you see,
I come in peace with my hands open.
I sent you that. Now, at least look like you're listening.
Or act like it's something you used to know.
So don't promote me or praise me, because you'll deny me before the rooster's crow.
I hurt the homie, tell another homie, nah, you the heart.
He took it and ran with it like we expected.
This pussy gon' sell regardless.
Rebel.
Cause you trust it, that's a hoe. That's why Russell Stacks always busted that
hoe. Hey, look at it, finding his way. Hitting out with diligence, just fuck it. Nigga, you know what I'm trying.
Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
Wasting my time, waiting on you.
She gon' think it's to a drink, boy.
She'll be back. See, God dealt everybody in the hand, but she takes top corn. And I don't be breaking my neck looking at no bitches. When I seen her, my kneecaps got hard. And asked her, was growing up really that tough?
And how much did your mother love?
She separated her index finger from her thumb and said, about this much.
Look, somebody gave me some rules, and them rules apply today.
No matter how many times you explain them to people, they don't know what you're trying to say.
If it's a bug,
and I wasn't the nigga I used to be.
Truthfully,
I was antisocial because I loved it.
Man, and it's the worst place.
It is then that you learn that a smart man knows how to stay out of trouble and a wise man avoids in the first place.
Yeah, I'm in this for the swing down, swing low, and the purse fit.
Yeah, Peter's one of my love friends, and her dude core acting like the purse shit.
Like Trump better scat, but we grab back.
On my way over here, I've seen fuck Trump on the back of a truck speeding. I wasn't mad at it.
So mucho thighs ducked up.
A fool believes it is wise to learn from his own mistakes. Yeah. And some more
don't be
fuck
thinking
up.
With your dick, boy.
Wasting my time, waiting on you. She gon' think it's doing straight, boy.
Do a drink, boy.
Stop teaching what you bring.
Don't please thinking with your dick.
got her come back. Front end to the lack. She done all kind of weird shit to you, and you took her back. No dig 'em, no smack. I don't fuck with her. That bitch a rat. See, this hoe will do everything that you tell her. And like a good neighbor, Snoop Dogg is here to sell her. She can be sold. The depot. Open up your mind and take a look through this peephole. Supplying her and buying her.
What you do?
I'm whipping her and dipping her, flipping her and lying her. Rules of engagement. Popping like a pimp named Percy, but never with the same bitch. I never say the same shit. Equivalate that. This is the life of a Mac. See, I'm a real cool cat. As a matter of fact, freak, tell him he bet not do that.
Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
Don't change the lock on her door. She'll be back.
Ain't it cold how you could look at a youngster, man, and tell him something? And you could damn near watch it go through one ear and go out the next one. And he know, nigga, damn well, nigga, we just told your partner the same shit. Look at him. What's wrong with you?
They think pimps are not educational. What they don't know is that pimps are one of the smartest motherfuckers that you could imagine. First of all, they're managing a Fortune 500 company. When you're dealing with women, two women in one room is too much to deal with anyway. If you can control more than two women's minds at one time, you're a genius.
Man, brand new music right there. Brand new music, Sugar Free, featuring Snoop Dogg. Man, don't be thinking with your dick, man. Message to all the young niggas out there. You feel me? That's how you can avoid the baby mama drama. You feel me? Just stop thinking with the dick, man. You feel me? It's your boy, Coach, man. We inside the Coach's Corner. We calling plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you're running. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the IG Live or Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? 914-205-5533. That is the number to chime in if you want to say what's happening. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. Shout out to everybody that's tapping in, man. I got my man Don P. Official. He should be tapping in very shortly, probably picking up one of them good bags so we can sit back and blow one and talk about this music, because he got some brand new music. He got a nice summertime vibe with Dwayne Wiggins. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into that a little bit later on. So y'all sit tight. You know what I mean? Enjoy your quarantine. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're going to do what we're doing. I got some brand new music from that man, E-40. He got one off that Curb Commentator. That's right, the Curb Commentator. Brand new music, man. This one is called Smelling Like a Brick, man, featuring Be Legit. We're gonna play.
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick. Like a brick, I probably still smelling like a brick, smelling like a brick, like a brick, like a brick, I probably still smelling like a brick, smelling like a brick.
I lit the block, I pounded the pavement. Mm-hmm. I had more birdies than the Falcons and Ravens. Mm-hmm. A brick is my fragrance, used to keep them in basements. Mm-hmm. Cook up the candy in a pot or a mason. Mm-hmm. Jars full of residue, that Fred Flintstone, that Yabba do. Mm. Break down the Yola, the same color as crazy glue. Mm. Them folks didn't notice me, I was sneaky and smart. I wore these glasses to look like a square and drove a Dodge Dart. My connection with Spanish showed me love when I copped. Used to meet me at Pilot or Flying J's truck stop. When I sit in the barber chair, thumper under my apron. When you having your slices, you know these suckers behave. Exclusive game is the shit. My custom outfits be lit.
Uh-huh.
My watch costs a hundo, done by Iceman Nick.
Done right.
I sip Prosecco.
Sip Prosecco.
Fuck with edibles.
Edibles.
Smoke CBD and THC. Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal.
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick. Like a brick. Like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick, like a brick, like a brick, like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick, smelling like a brick.
Feeling, I be bailing.
rolling through my hood. Cutty on them gold ones, got that gelling in my wood. Time to get the bag, hit the block and snatch the chef. I sell his 10 hole, let him wound, wop the rest. Text my bottom bitch, told that hoe we having company. She know that mean we cooking, so nobody at her aunties. Old school niggas still rocking out the gumbo. Draco, it's a rustin', so you know them bullets tumble. Started out in Humboldt, swapping out for snow cap. Plays with them bogeys in them AJs, no cap. 100 on the buyout, another on the arm. Hit me on the signal, we gon' meet up at the farm. Miss me with that swag bag, bruh, we don't do that. Triple A's only, little homies run through that. Ever see the king, you can spot him by his two straps. Smelling like a brick, moving shit for them blue racks. True facts.
Came in with a whole lot of money. Fuck up in this motherfucker lit. I fresh up off the motherfucking block. Probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick. Like a brick. Like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick. Like a brick. Like a brick. Like a brick. I probably still smelling like a brick. Smelling like a brick.
One day, I might buy me a Five Guys, a Whataburger, or a Kentucky Fried. Chicken, I'm having my chicken now that I mentioned. Right now, I'ma need y'all undivided attention. I get what I want, you get what you can afford. When I'm in a virtual meeting, I sit on the board. I'm having my capital, venture capital. I ain't local, I'm global, ho, international.
I do what I wanna do, smoke what I wanna smoke, practice social distancing. I don't really fuck with folks, thought the boy was solid. He pillow talking, sucker stroke, bonkers over baby. Everybody they mama know, I was playing dominoes and it was on me. Yeah, 40 had that rocket on him, 223. Yeah, never out of pocket, don't believe what you see. Boy, it's fire in that hole and never fucking with me.
Yes, yes, brand new music right there, brand new music, man, off the curb, Commentator, man, that was E40 featuring Be Legit, smelling like a brick, you feel me? It's going down inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We call him plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them, and we do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's right, 914-205-5533, that's the number to call in. You can give your shots out. Tell me your city, your state, where you're from. It's all good. You feel me? Shout out to everybody tapping in on IG Live. I see all of y'all, man. Much appreciated. Much love. You feel me? Hey, peace be unto all you guys. You feel me? Hey, I got my man Don P's music coming up, man. He go way back, man. If y'all don't know, man, Don P been in the game, you know what I'm saying, for many, many moons, man. Like, say 25 plus years, you know what I'm saying, grinding. He was a youngster coming in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is one he got with the Jack, man. Rest in peace to the Jack, man. This one is called Distractions. Y'all let me know if y'all remember this one. We're gonna play.
Jack.
When something is broken.
Listen.
And you try to
fix. Just listen.
Try.
Don P. We in this motherfucker, man. Free the hunt.
Black.
suicide. My flow's do or die. My clothes new and fly. My foes truly die. Your ass, who am I? I am the dumb player. Street novelist. I am the player mayor. I sense the urgency. State of emergency. That's why my eyes are in the deep shade of burgundy. Can't let them worry me. Too focused on my paper. So many shorties all over me in different flavors. But my brain is on them beanies and Jackson. It's we the shit, it's we the shit. The cameras are flashing, but shorty shaking her hips. It's such a distraction, it's like a chain reaction. My brain's reaction. You got the money and the fame, you get the same reaction. I'm heavy in the game, switching lanes and pass them. Me and Jack get them things and smash them.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the Coach's Corner, man. I'm glad to have you inside the Coach's Corner, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate you greatly.
Listen, man.
Hey, that record right there means a lot to me, man. I appreciate you for playing that, man. That song I did with Jacka right there, man, M.I.P., rest in peace to the Jacka, my mob figure brother, that song right there is really, really one of my favorite records. It's definitely my biggest record on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, right now, a couple hundred thousand views. But it's definitely something that mean a lot to me, just the intensity of the vibe that we was on in that moment and what it meant, and just getting that video done and everything that the Jack did, the way he went about doing that record for me. I played the beat, and he was just like, he just looked at Lee Majors and was like, turn on the shit. Like, he didn't hesitate, bro, like, not even 1 second. When I played that beat, that nigga heard that beat, he didn't hesitate. He was in the booth before I could even turn my head to figure out what was going on. He was already in the booth for the chorus and his verse. He did not give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna smirk this beat right now.
Yeah.
Like, he felt it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he murked it. And then when it was time to do this video, it was fucking storming, raining. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in this place, in this weird-ass location called the Marin Headlands. Like, if you're from the Bay Area, the Marin Headlands is out in Marin. It's like a band, an army base. You know what I'm saying? But it's like all these, you know, crazy little shelters and bomb shelters and shit in there. It's like a gun tower. So part of the video, we own the gun tower, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we shooting inside the fucking, the place where it's like people, bums and shit living in there.
Yeah.
It looks crazy, like scary movie type shit.
Right, right.
We put in there set up lights, all types of shit shot inside there. That was with Colin Tilly, too. Colin Tilly, the director, you know, the one that's doing all the big shit.
Akon,
whatever, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne. Like, Colin Tilly, my brother, he just did J Balvin's video. You
okay.
Know what I'm saying? The new shit with J Balvin. But Colin Tilly, he was like, bro, you know, I told him about the Marin Headlands because I've been here a few times. And he slid over there and brought all the equipment and shit. And we set up in that fucking bunker. And it was raining and storming. And Jack and DK, and I think Selsky was with him. They was all looking for the fucking spot all night because all I could tell them was that we at the gun tower. I didn't know how to tell them where we was at.
Right, so, right, right.
It was like, it's in this weird-ass place.
Bunker type.
Yeah, the bunkers and shit, right? So it's like, I don't even know. All I could tell them is we at the marina, the Marin Headlands, come over here, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And fucking they drove around for hella long. I mean, I'm on the phone trying to direct the man. Jack's calling me. PK's driving, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting frustrated. I'm thinking these niggas is going to turn around, you know what I'm saying, and go back and raining and shit. Bro, them niggas drove all night trying to find a spot till they motherfucking found it, nigga. Jack kept calling. Was like, Pete, I'm coming. I'm like, bro, man, I know this shit crazy. Like, bro, I'm coming, bro. I'm worried about it, bro. We gonna get this shit done. And them niggas drove all night till they found that shit, and they really pulled up. And we got the video done, man. That shit meant a lot to me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just one thing. Like, one song. Me and Jack got about 4 or 5 different records. We got hella songs and music together, but that particular one just meant a lot to me because we was on some shit in that time, you know what I mean?
Right.
About how we felt about what was going on, you know, in the world with us, you know?
Hey, so, hey, and that song.
Thank you for playing that record.
Man, that song is hard. I mean, you know me, I go for the hard hits. You feel me? I like that hard shit. That shit, I can see why he jumped on it. It was screaming his name all over it. You know what I'm saying? As soon as it came on, you know, like he was a genius. You know what I'm saying? I mean, rest in peace. You know, it's sad. You know what I mean? That the good, you know, die young like that. You know what I mean? And if you listen to his music, he kind of prophesied some of that shit too.
Yeah, but now look, but imagine being that raw and be able to make those records and make all those songs and make all those people feel you. And then, you know what I mean? Some niggas that never do that, and they might be on the planet 100 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas are sad. Yes, it's a tragedy the way a nigga died, but what a nigga did when he's here is so incredible and it's so great. It just should be celebrated. And I don't even try to cry about the fact, of course, I miss this nigga every day.
Right.
But I don't think it's about crying about that. I think it's about realizing that, damn, look what he did. Look,
right.
Look how he, bro, when I know you see me right here every time I roll by, bro. That's not a song. That's an
anthem.
Feel. You know what I'm saying?
That's an anthem.
That's a vibe when you hear that. You know what I'm saying? When you hear, I'm lifting up my gun, when I'm skinning aspen. When you hear his song, it's a feel. You know what I'm saying? So, RIP to my brother. And, you know, again, that Mob Figure shit, a lot of people might not know, but you feel me? I was on the first Mob Figure album, T-Bow Presents Mob Figure. We got a record called Sparking Flames.
Okay.
You know, that we did back in the day. So, you know, that was like one of the first, you know, records that really kicked a lot of shit off. But at the end of the day, man, that's Mob, that's family. Even my last album before my EP, before the West Coast Party, the Smoking Odyssey, AP9, I got a record with me and AP9 on there called Deep the Gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like I stay tapping in with the Mob. You know, we're going to always, you know, that's my family. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always do shit. And yeah, shit, it's
my biggest
forever. It's
my. That's what's up. Hey, you've been in the game for a long time. How old was you when you first dropped your first record, man?
Man, I think I dropped my first album when I was 1 year old, nigga, when I was in the mirror, nigga, with the brush. I'm pretty sure I recorded a whole album, nigga. I think I redid Michael Jackson album. And then recorded it myself 100 times in the mirror.
Nah, I'm just trying to.
But I mean, shit, I don't even know, bro. Look, this shit ain't time, paradox, space, whatever, bro. That shit don't matter, bro. I don't know how old I was, but I know this: the first rap I ever did was on my voicemail, and man, I left a voicemail in a rap.
Okay.
Niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I remember them days.
I'm not here, nigga. Right. Everybody, instead of even talking to me about whatever they called me for, everybody was just like, bro, that was kind of tight, bro. You should record that. Or like, people just kept leaving comments on my voice and I'm saying, bro, that was kind of dope. I was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Then I started kicking with Cool Man and all them niggas. Cool was working on his rap shit, and he was rapping. So, you know, I was little, though. I was young, you know what I'm saying? I was outside, you know what I mean? I've been outside.
Right, right.
You know,
well, that's what I was alluding to earlier.
Outside, nigga. Like, I ain't never been in the house, nigga. I always been outside.
Right.
That's me.
Right, right. Like, well, that's what I was alluding to because I know B12. I know B12 and them was kind of young coming through the studio, and I know I met you around the same time. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was trying to allude to when you was coming to the studio back in.
Yeah, bro, I was a studio rat. You know what I'm saying? I was a little kid, but I go to a record studio and hang out. I remember one time I seen 40, because my grand folks had got a crib out in Vallejo and shit. So, you know, I was living out in Oakland, but I was flying out to Vallejo, and while I was out there at their crib, it wasn't shit to do, because it wasn't shit up there, but earth hills and shit. So I was on my bike, but I take my bike everywhere.
Right.
And I couldn't even doubt my bike was going. If I was going, they knew they had to take his bike. You gotta take his bike, because he ain't gonna go if you don't take his bike, because I ride my shit, but I rode that bitch all over Vallejo, and I ended up at the school, and 40 was doing like a show, and he was doing some shit, and I just jumped off my bike, threw it down, started helping that nigga carry records in, and I seen people going in the back carrying shit in, so I just wanted help too. You feel me?
No
and
show.
That's how I got to see really one of my first rap shows.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people now, they see me, I be all up in shit, they be like, how you getting here? You ain't even got no wristband on, like. How you back here?
Right.
What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas always see me everywhere. They like, how you get in? Like, they know they went through hell. You feel me? They like, how? They might see me outside. I might just be standing around and shit. You know what I mean? And they looking at me like, haha, nigga, you got to get it. You feel me? They be looking at me and shit, making faces. I be thinking in my mind, you niggas are some suckers, nigga. Y'all niggas could, y'all, you, one of you niggas who know me could probably be like, see, you good? You good?
Right.
But them niggas won't even do that. They gonna look at me like, I'm a sucker or something. You feel me? Like, they gonna be inside and I'm gonna be outside. You know, they got that one up, you know what I mean, on me. And when they see me in there and they got all a million name tags and wristbands and I'm in that motherfucker rolling up, smoking, talking to the owners.
Man.
And they look like, oh, are you?
Man, that's crazy.
Anyway, though, but that ain't funny, man. I love saying this, man. When it comes to this shit, I've been in it for a long time, bro. Like I said, space and time and all that shit. None of that shit matter, man. If you make good music, if you feel good making music, if that's what make you happy, like, you should do that shit forever.
That's right.
That's why I got love for you, bro. Shout out to that nigga, man, because he keep on coming with it. It's like nobody is to tell him, bro, you can't just, you know what I mean, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The plaques on the wall, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, big recording studio right here in my house looking at me all the time.
Right.
I can just record records because you guys say so, or I don't know. Oh, I guess it's a young nigga's game since that's what they say. It's a young nigga's game.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
look,
right.
Young nigga's fucking the game up with all this weird ass shit. But I ain't mad at them. I want them to continue doing what they're doing. But it's nothing wrong, y'all, my young niggas. It's nothing wrong with y'all listening to what an older person that been through the experience before already made a few mistakes.
Hey, I got something for that.
There, did a few things right and just gave you some game and shared it with you. It's nothing wrong with listening to that, y'all.
I got something for that. I got something for that. It's called Going There, Can't Tell Been There How to Get There.
That's a fact, though. All I'm saying is it ain't nothing wrong with listening to somebody
exactly
been there and did it already. I ain't saying you got to listen to them and be like, I'm going to do exactly what you did. Or
they can take the good. They can take the good with the bad and keep moving.
Yeah, don't measure their success about what they're trying to tell you. They're trying to drop a jewel on you. So they might not have a biggest house, a bigger car as you might perceive that you will have. So they might not be it where you think you'll be, but that don't mean the game they trying to give you ain't useful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all good game.
That's our message to the younger homies. Man, don't be afraid to soak up some game and stop trying to put older niggas down because they're doing their shit.
Man.
The older niggas, I got a message for you niggas too. Stop telling these little niggas that they shit is whack. Stop talking to these niggas like that. Stop telling them that they shit ain't cool. That you sound like the old man at the party with the little kids dancing.
Right.
And they doing their movement. It looks crazy as fuck to you. Like, y'all doing them stupid dances. You sound like grandpa and
granny. Right.
Let them niggas do these stupid dances. So what? It's stupid to you. It's a new way.
Right.
It's new that the young kids are doing. That's what they doing. Let
right
them do they shit.
Right.
In fact, just help them.
Just
like, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. When I hear a younger cat say, man, old niggas ain't help me, they ain't lying, bro.
Right, 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 nah, right. I was about to go there.
The OGs, they don't be helping, bro. These niggas will put out all their cousins and homies and whoever they want to put out. But then it's like they see other people out there, they won't go reach out and help them.
Right.
Like, that's real, dog. I don't see them being like, yo, I'm about to do this event. What bigger rapper that's going like, oh, I'm about to do this event, and then I'm going to get all the jokers, artists that I see around coming up, and I'm going to help them. They ain't doing that. I do that.
Right.
I do that.
Right.
Me?
I've done
I
that.
Do
that I've done that.
I go shows.
Right.
I find rappers, and I put them on shows.
Right.
Popbox, Who Got the Juice.
Right.
Any show I ever did, I throw a bunch of shows, and I tell the little niggas, come on, perform. Come on, show them what you got. You feel me? Yeah, nigga, I might be like, nigga, I need $75. Nigga, I might need $150, but I ain't never been like, $3,000, let me sell you a bunch of green. I'm not that nigga, though.
No.
You feel me? But I'm the
no
nigga that got to pay for the building, that got to pay for the DJ.
You got to pay for security.
Make sure there's some refreshments in the building.
Yeah.
And I got to do my job. So, yeah, I needed something, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to tell you that I have been the nigga that put on for the young nigga that's been like, here were opportunities to show people your music. Feel me? This ain't about praising me, though. All I'm saying is it is necessary for the OGs to help the younger dudes, like help them, like not just go talk to them and say, you should do this, nigga, you
right.
should do that, but actually help, bro.
Right,
go
right.
to an event, bro. Go to a party, bro. Put a nigga on a song.
Right.
Like, do something to help.
Right, right, right.
Like, don't just try to shine on everybody and then be like, oh, well, y'all niggas ain't doing it right. Like, what?
That's out.
Nigga, why is this such a problem for a nigga to show up to the video after a nigga did the song? Niggas too big to show up to the video?
Right.
No, you gonna charge me some more money to show up to the video after you did the song?
Or we did the show.
Come on, man. I'm just saying, I gotta get charged some more now just to show up to the video, to make a visual to the record we already recorded?
Right. That's out.
What part of the game is that? Who invented that?
Yeah, that's out.
I ain't mad at it because everybody's like, I gotta get my money. I gotta get my money. Okay. Money, but you're not helping. You're helping yourself.
Nah.
You're not helping nobody else. Ask anybody, nigga, it ain't a problem, nigga. If I do a song, would you call me? Where the video shoot at? I'm pulling up.
Pulling up.
And then other niggas can act like, oh, Don P, well, it's $1 million Don P. Nigga, I wouldn't give a fuck if it was $100 trillion motherfucking Don P. Nigga, I'm me. And that ain't never gonna stop my bag.
That's what's up. Hey.
So, I'm just saying, people don't show the love that they need to show, though. That's all I'm saying, bro. Like, OG, show love. Pull up, do songs with people. Help the younger artists. Younger artists, stop calling niggas old. Nigga, we've been doing this shit. Nigga, we've been on the spot trapping. Nigga, matter of fact, I can show you how to chop that bag up and serve it right.
Hello.
Don't come over here talking crazy to me.
Right.
I ain't gonna want to tell you nothing.
Right. So that
it's
part.
It's a two-way street, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. Young niggas, get your shit together. Get your attitude together. Realize that it's about a bag. Quit waving guns and money in your videos because they about to stop all that shit at the minute. The videos ain't going to go nowhere.
They right.
Cut all that out. You know what I'm saying? Stop showing everybody your money so niggas can want to rob you. Y'all niggas knock it off, bro. Y'all don't got to show all your money every time. Stop showing people all your money. God damn it. Y'all ain't never seen Hood to Hood? The nigga showed the nigga his money was in the roof. He showed the money was in the floor. He showed the niggas went straight to his house and took all his goddamn money.
They sure did.
What the fuck?
They sure did. Everything.
On whatever niggas is doing, but all I'm saying is, man, listen, bro, y'all got to smarten up. You feel me? If y'all don't got to bang on everybody, make good records, make good songs. They don't got to all be about killing people or your friends or your homies or robbing niggas. Like, make good records. That's the shit that's going to make you rise to the top. That's going to rise the cream to the top. Kendrick Lamar ain't where he at with every song he makes about killing people. Like, J. Cole ain't putting out platinum records by himself because every song is about the 30 in the Glock and the fucking. What the nigga? Come on. Make some dope ass music. Make some real dope ass music that everybody can love. And that's how you're going to be a legend. That's how you're going to be a classic out here.
Hey.
Because you just want the instant gratification. I'm going to show my money. I'm going to show my gun. I'm going to show my serve.
Hey, y'all tap back in. Hey, tap back in. We're about to continue this interview. We got 20 seconds on this live feed. I'm going to go back live again. We're going
to. Man, Don P is out right now everywhere on Spotify.
We're going to continue this real quick. That's my man, Don P. Yeah, man, that was Don P, man, giving up game. You feel me? He was talking about the industry, man. You know what I mean? Hey, he's talking about the young niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some more of his music right now. He was talking about making some good music that everybody can vibe to. This is one that he sent me. This one is called So Good, featuring Dwayne Wiggins. This is my man, Don P. You just seen him doing his spiel. You feel me? It's going down, man, inside the Coach's Corner. Run a play.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, make sure you see. Hey, Wayne, what you think? Huh? What you think?
I'm in this low rider. Let's take this Hennessy in this moment with this apple cider. Already twisted up the drove, girl, just pass the lighter. No matter how high you can go, I'm trying to take you higher. That's high. Girl, your body's fire. Uh-huh. You need that good thug love. Let me be the supplier. Whatever you desire, I'ma take you there. We're just a stay. I could change the atmosphere in your underwear. Baby girl, I swear. If you let me hit it, you can write it in your journal. I was the best that did it. With that front and back, got you loving that. Sent you home with my name tatted on your cat.
Don't wanna rush you.
Hello, hello,
hello, hello!
Let me see
the
party in here. Hey! Hey, anybody in here?
Just follow.
Oh,
oh.
Into my world, I got a lot to show you. I just wanna hold you, girl. I ain't trying to control you. I just wanna get to know you, let you walk with a soldier. Lay your head on my shoulder, I make you wish it was never over. Lobster and shrimp, walk on the beach. Put it on you so good, I had you talking in your sleep. Had you telling your girls how I rocked your world. It's a shame you fix your hair, cause we sweated out your curls. I take you around the world in just one night. But if it's going down, girl, it gotta go down tonight. I got a 7:30 flight, got a show in Mexico. So if you ready to roll, little mama, let me know. I had a valet pull up the whip, and you can tell who you came with, you bout to dip. And let me take you on a trip down fantasy lane. We making freaky sex faces and you yelling my name.
Don't wanna rush you.
That's a classic. That's a summertime year-round vibe, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to run that up in the summertime right now. Hey, what was it like working with the legendary Dwayne Wiggins, bro, and making that track? Cause not everybody can get a single like that, bro. I mean, for real.
Man, that's what's crazy about the game right now. It's like, some of the shit that's crazy, like lit, you know what I'm saying, which I ain't knocking it, and it's dope and all, but it's like, this is a song for the Grammy winning Academy Award winner. This nigga got music on Men in Black. Like, this is an incredible, like, record, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I get it that, you know what I'm saying, you gotta do some things to get your shit spread around. All I'm saying is, this record to me is exciting. I'm happy that Wayne did the record with me. Dwayne ain't, we ain't just do a record though. That's my brother. You know what I mean? Dwayne is a good dude. Just a smart man. Dope, very talented, a genius, a lyrical writing genius, and just a genius at, you know, maneuvering through the music industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, he survived through this music industry for many, many moons, you know what I'm saying, since he was just a teenager. You know what I'm saying? And he the one that found Beyonce. Like, it wouldn't even be no Destiny Child, no Beyonce. Jay-Z's wife.
Right.
He wouldn't even be famous if Dwayne Wiggins didn't Hello. Give her a shot.
Tell the truth.
I'm just saying, like, that's what really happened. We wouldn't, I mean, a lot of people know Alicia Keys from being able to be raw and play the piano and all that. Not a lot of people know that her album, The Diary, that was her biggest record, was written by Dwayne Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Alicia, just keep me on the page in your diary. Like, Dwayne wrote that. If I won't tell your secret. That sounds like Tony shit if you really think about it.
Right.
Like, if you really go listen to that shit, you'll be like, actually, that do sound like Tony. Because Dwayne wrote it. Not to mention, he wrote 5 records of every Destiny Child song album that ever came out.
Wow.
All those hits, no. Think about it. It sounds like in both, too. Because that... All them hits. Don't even get me started, because y'all could be like, oh, that's old. Yeah, some old shit. Well, guess what, youngins? Y'all wouldn't even have no Kehlani if it wasn't for Dwayne Wiggins, because he the one who found her and had her in the group Pop Life. He gave Kehlani her start. The girl with the hottest record in the country right now, the hottest album, Dwayne Wiggins, is behind that.
That's right.
Right now.
Oakland.
That's what I'm saying. That dude is a genius, bro. Like, in his hand, in this Bay Area, in his music shit, his hand is so big, it'll smack that stupid look out for all of you niggas' face.
That's right. That's right.
How big his hand is. That's how far his fingers stretch. He can play the piano in Wisconsin. Nigga from East Oakland. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, it's great to have that man even think that I'm on a level to make a record with. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he didn't do it because this wasn't about music, brother. I feel like, bro, fuck with me the way I fuck with him. It's pure 100% love.
That's right.
He kicked.
Hey, that's what we do. I mean, that's what I know. That's what I know you for. You know what I'm saying? And every time I've been around you, kicking it, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes and shit. So, you know, it looks like we having a glitch. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna run it back. You know what I'm saying? To this never go back. You feel me? It's my man Don P. We inside the Coach's Corner, man. I'm your man Coach Ali. We calling plays, man, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, man. You know how we do it, man.
Yeah. I've been waiting all my life for this, and I've been grinding all my life for this. And mama told me, son, never bite your lip. And everything I done led me right to this. I hope I never go back to slinging, yeah. Hope I never go back. Hope I never go back. Hey, go back to slinging, yeah. Hope I never go back. Hope I never go back.
I remember times that I didn't have much. Wasn't sitting on my butt, had to get my ass up. I gotta watch out for these snakes, so I keep my grass cut. Yeah, I'm heavy on the case, like I'm on my last butt. I mean, by any means, accomplishing my goals, achieving dreams. I know everything ain't always what it seems. And I would never let them haters hold me down. I'm a king, I'm a mob for my crown. Everybody always wanna glamorize the street life, but they never really felt the heat under the street life. Never risk your life every night to keep the lights on. Living in the inner cities like a war zone. Some of my homies doing life, they'll never make it home. Knowing what I'm facing, I still told the chrome. I'm nothing fake, so she said she can't leave me alone. Roll into the face and get into my zone.
I've been waiting all my life for this, and I've been grinding all my life for this. And mama told me, son, never bite your lip. And everything I done led me right to this. I hope I never go back to slinging, yeah. Oh. Hope I never go back. Hope I never go back. Hey, go back to slinging, yeah. Oh. Hope I never go back. Hope I never go back. Hey.
Rolling
another one, then I'm filling up my cup. Only got one life to live, so I'ma live it up. You only live once, I see why they say YOLO. Cause life be going up and down like a yo-yo. We getting fast money, moving never slow-mo. I give her everything she want, how can she say no? Them other niggas think they raw, but they lame, no. I'ma hit you with some straight game, though. I'm in it for the money, fuck the fame, ho. I'm in the ghetto smoking on gelato. I'ma give it all I got, I swear to God, bro. Keep it lit for the jackets on the mob, ho.
I've been waiting all my life for this. And I've been grinding all my life for this. And mama told me, son, never bite your lip. And everything I done led me right to this. I hope I never go back to slanging, yeah, oh. Hope I never go back, hope I never go back. Hey, go back to slanging, yeah, oh. Hope I never go back, hope I never go back. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. And I ain't never going back. Hey, 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 hey. I hope I never go back. It ain't nobody gon' hold me down. Yeah, that's right, I'm on my way up. Ain't nobody gon' hold me down. Down, down, down. Ain't nobody gon' hold me down. Yeah, that's right, I'm on my way up. Yeah, that's right, I'm on my way up.
I've been waiting all my life for this. And I've been grinding all my life for this. And mama told me, son, never bite your lip. And everything I done led me right to this. I hope I never go back to slanging, yeah, oh. Hope I never go back, hope I never go back. Hey, go back to slanging, yeah, oh. Hope I never go back, hope I never go back, hey.
Man, we just chopping game, man. You know what I'm saying? He was going over a whole lot of plays, man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Hey.
Hey, well, before we got cut off, I was telling you about Wayne, though. Real quick, the last thing I want to say really about Wayne. Again, I appreciate him. That's my brother. And he made, you know, that record. It was just a vibe. We was just chilling. You know what I'm saying? My homie from Seattle had made the beat. And, you know, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, this got Dwayne written all over it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, Wayne with his guitar, you know, he just went crazy, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like, we was just chilling. I think I had to go down from Seattle. We was catting off. I had some friends lost and shit. I always kick it, you know, and get people in the studio. I like to do my shit. I like to vibe and have people come over and chill.
Yeah. Relax and shit.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's how I like to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I mean? I'm not secret squirrel and shit. My shit. I want people to come have a good time. And I feel like that's how the best music is created.
Right. 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 Hey. And speaking of your music though, the reason why I'm such a huge fan is because you make such diverse music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you hear Don P. Or you hear Mob Figure, you might think it's just one sound, you know what I'm saying? But like you got a track with Dwayne Wiggins, you just, you know what I'm saying, Never Go Back. That one kind of got like a little, like that new sound, that new dubstep type sound, how it's like, you know, it's stop, go, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I like about you, you know what I'm saying, being so adverse, you know what I'm saying, and diverse with your styles, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. I appreciate you saying that.
Because you're a fan of music. I think you're a student of music.
I love music. I love all kinds of music. That's the thing. You know what I mean? It's a couple country songs I like. Like, I like a lot of different kinds of music. You know what I mean? There's some opera shit that sound raw to me. Just the way they made it, like, whoever made that was fucking obviously high. But
that's
they
right.
made it so raw and so sick. You know what I'm saying? That it was just like, ugh, like, how did he even do that? I'm a deist type motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like so genius and creative. You know what I mean? Like, I like all types of music. So, yeah, so any type of song or vibe that I hear, I might just try to jump on it. You know what I mean? And just vibe and make something different. Because, yeah. Like, I ain't just gonna, at the same time, like, I really want to be able to, you know, leave some type of messages in my music, you know, whatever music I made. I don't want it all to just be about, like, one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want people to understand that life ain't just about being one thing. Nobody is being just one way. You
right.
know what I mean? People got all types of different sides to them and ways to them. You know what I mean? So I just try to show that, like, the real into that. Just me as being a human being, like I got all types of emotions, I got all types of feelings.
Right.
I'll be feeling all types of ways. You know what I'm saying? Well, if I'm in Paris, nigga, I might be really, you know what I mean? I might, nigga, if I'm in Jamaica, I might just be out there kicking. I might talk with a Jamaican accent all weekend, nigga.
Right. Because you're feeling the vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a good time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like life is more about that than just trying to portray some sort of image or anything all the time. Like, be you, you know what I'm saying? Be you and be yourself. And, I mean, you know, obviously in music, people really be looking for people to be a certain way, you know what
right.
I'm saying? They want this or they want that, or, you know what I'm saying? They want you to be a gangster or they want you to be this. But, you know, shit, I grew up listening to a lot of different things, a lot of different music on the weekend. Grandma playing, like, you know, music every Saturday. I wake up to some, you know, it might be Thriller. Nah, nah, that might be the shit that wake me up. You know?
Right.
Nah, nah, nah. Do, do, do. I hear that shit and jump out the bed like, do, 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 do.
Right.
I'm already in go mode off that. Or she might be playing some other shit. Whatever mood she in, some Prince or something. I want to be your lover. And I'm
right.
like, oh shit, I'm brushing my teeth to that shit. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
So I got a question. I got a question for you. I got this. I don't know if it's a problem, but I know I wake up every morning. Every morning in my life, I wake up. And there's a song in my head, and I don't know where that song came from. Like, I wasn't dreaming. I don't have dreams. I'll be too loaded to have dreams. I smoke a lot of trees, so I don't think I'm able to have dreams. You know what I'm saying? But when I wake up, I might be singing, like you say, Prince or motherfucking, you know, Bruce Springsteen. You know what I'm saying? Porn in the it's in my head, though.
Music is, look, that right there, that music is in your code. Like, bro, you know, you're in a musical family. You know what I'm saying? You got music in your blood. It's a musical vibe. You're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? We musical anyway. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's got to be in you. You know, you're going to wake up with a song. You know what I mean? If you wake up with a song and sing, every day I wake up with a song. Sometimes my songs be sad songs. Sometimes my songs be happy songs.
Right,
sometimes
right.
Sometimes my songs be about grinding. Sometimes I wake up and I got a grind song in my head. You know, wake up in the motor trying to get this paper. I might be thinking like that. You know what I mean? That's why the song, my songs start hard. On the last album I just dropped, West Coast Party, I got a song called Stunt Hard with my little homie JD. And the hook is like, wake up in the morning trying to get this paper. If it ain't about the money, then I'll see you later. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes that's really how I feel. Like, I'm just waking up and I'm just on the grind, and that's all I'm thinking about. But some mornings, I might wake up thinking about some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody is like that. So, again, like, that's why I try to really, that's about how I feel, you know what I mean, and a vibe. So that's why my music is like kind of all over the place, because I really don't really care what niggas think. I mean, honestly, I'm just being 1,000, which is like,
well, that's dope.
The fans think, I appreciate what the fans think. Like, some fans, like I made a song called Let's Smoke, and I was just, you know, making a vibe about smoking weed. And
right.
And I put that shit out on The Smoking Odyssey, my album, The Smoking Odyssey, and you know, that shit hit like 10, 20 million or some shit now, so streams. So it's like with the fans just liking that vibe, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to them more of those records, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie Derrick King, man. Hey, that's another like Derrick King, amazing talent. That's a young gang member right there in his music shit though. Like
right.
His music shit, he go hard in his music. Every time I go to the studio, he got the studio. Like, he's serious about what he's doing.
As he should be. That's right.
That. You know what I mean? But he also is the type of person that I've seen pay attention with what the older folks told him, and he uses and applies it, and that's why he's gaining success, and it ain't just a flash in the pan. It's
right.
Continual. So, you know what I mean? That's the type of artist that I respect, you know what I mean? And that's the type of person that I feel like in this music stuff you gotta be. That's how I try to carry myself, bro.
Right.
Literally, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I don't think they should put music in a box or a category. If it's just good music, you know what I mean?
Work with the youngsters, work with the OGs. Everybody make music. I remember, man, I've seen rock and roll artists, right? Like, the young rock and roll artists come out, and then the old school rock and roll artists come out, and if you watch the Grammys, they end up performing together on
right,
stage.
Right, right, right.
The idea was that, oh my God, look at these amazingly talented people from this era.
Right.
These amazingly talented people from this era.
Exactly.
What if we put them on stage together and have them play some of their music and then some of their music and then mix the song together where they all just collaborate? The fans love that.
Right.
Why we can't do that in hip hop? Like, let's do that in hip hop. Like, Like, let's keep our culture alive by keeping everybody working together. Why would we not want Method Man and Red Man to be eating right now?
Man.
Why wouldn't we want that? What? What are y'all talking about? I don't want to see no more OG rappers with no money.
That's boozy.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that, man. I want to see more flourishing artists, people that's really respecting the culture and being like, yeah, I was dope. You was dope. Now, at the same time, them niggas is cats, and they catting off, and they not trying to really respect the young man hustle either.
Hey.
I ain't telling y'all to go kiss their ass, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if there's artists out here that really want to work together, that's OGs and youngsters, y'all, man, get the shit together. Get it together.
Well, with that being said, let's get into this MJ fadeaway.
Come on, man. Listen, man, that's a vibe, man. Again, shout out to everybody, man, that's been rocking with me all these years, man, and bopping my music, because I do this shit because I love it. That's the only reason why I do it. MJ fadeaway, that's just a vibe, bro. That's just, you know, when a nigga try to block the shot, bro, and you just still make it. You know what I'm saying? That feeling when somebody try to hate on you, and you try to go for something, and they just hate, and you just lean back and just, and then watch that shit just go doop, and you win the game. That's a feeling, and that's what MJ fadeaway is about. Because niggas always in my way, bro, trying to do some funny, weird shit and block it. Tell another nigga, I'm fuck with him. Whatever little weird reason they got, I don't know, because I ain't never did nothing to show love, so I don't really even know why you telling this nigga that. I ain't never did nothing to you. What did I do? Fuck your bitch. I didn't know it was your bitch. If it was your bitch, how can I fuck your bitch? I don't know. But it seemed like a lot of it be stemming from weird shit like that in the past, where it's like, bro, I ain't even on that shit, bro. I got my shit. I mean, I'm good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have all them. Bro, go do your thing, man. I hope you're happy. So, yeah, that's what MJ fadeaway is about, man. The real life, man. Just like, quit blocking, man. And even if you do try to block me, bro, hey, look, I'm sick something, bro. I'm going over.
Make them fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Suckers out here hating, trying to block the play. I'm still getting paid no matter what they say. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away.
Back to the money, back to the grind. There's nothing to a G, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
All I see is green, man, I'm colorblind. I don't bang, all I see is dollar signs. It all started from a double up. I was on the block slinging hover rock. NYDL put up on them gold rims. I knew right then that I wanted to be like him. My pocket full of chicken cush in my swishes. Ride around whipping with the roof missing. Flying through the city, knocking my fingers. In my Peter Jagger, that was my nigga. Tell my bank account to love you six figures. Bone broke, but I'ma die a rich nigga. And I can't get caught up with these hoes, nigga. Cause I'm way too swift up on my toes, nigga.
Jordan's on my feet, Jordan's on my slang.
Hey,
23 shots, make them fade away.
Fade away.
Get that Michael Jordan fade away.
Fade away.
Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Suckers out here hating, trying to block the play. I'm still getting paid no matter what they say. This that Michael Jordan
fade away.
This that Michael Jordan fade away.
We bought that action, we be smashing, parties crashing, blood with hatching. I stay legend with a passion, load the clip and keep on bashing. Don't know why you keep on asking, sorry, I ain't got no answers. You might be the federalist coming around here trying to trap me. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you ain't talking money, what you talking about? Niggas play too much, they need a jump behind. Frontin' way too much, they need to cut it out. I'm far out, I'm so groovy, dude. We about to roll another blunt or two. We about to make another money move. Ain't no never mind how these haters move. Watch me cross over
brothers violate, I fade away and shoot. Watch me cross over, then I alley-oop. Suckers violate, I fade away and shoot. Jordan's on my feet, Jordan's on my sling. 23 shots, make them fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Suckers out here hating, trying to block the play. I'm still getting paid no matter what they say. Get that Michael Jordan fade away. Get that Michael Jordan fade away.
Yeah, MJ Fadeaway, my man Don P right there. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. Hey, my time is up. I want to say put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow. I want to thank my man Don P for tapping in with me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Underrated Records, man. Hey, Don, man, you want to give any live shout-outs to anybody that they want to do some music with you? I see a lot of people, they writing. They say they write. They want to do some hooks and verses, so it's on the feed.
Hey, man, everybody tap in, man. I want to just give a shout-out to the whole universe, man. You know what I mean? Everybody that's just trying to do what they got to do to be a good person and take care of their families and take care of themselves. You know what I mean? I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that worked with me here for years. And now, and everybody that want to work with me, I appreciate all y'all, man. Let's get it, man. Shit, I'm here, man. Don P Official, like a ref with a whistle. All you got to do is tap in and make sure y'all go to Spotify or Tidal or Apple Music, wherever you listen to your shit at. And even on SoundCloud or whatever, you know what I mean? Don P Official on SoundCloud. And yeah, go check out West Coast Party. That's my last EP I just dropped. I got a few cool records on there. Got the homie Matt Black on there. Star Hard on there. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a cool record, man. I it was just a vibe. I just wanted to do something for the West Coast because, you know, I rep the West Coast. That's where I'm from, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate so, it. For
y'all
sure.
Go listen to that shit, and hopefully we can get back to partying, you know, here soon when all this other shit go away. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but, yeah, appreciate y'all. And it's all love, man, all love. I appreciate you, too, Coach. I want to shout you out.
Appreciate that,
man. Show, man. You know, we go back many, many moons. And yeah, I want to come back out to the field when you know when they put this thing back together. And let's get it in, bro. Let's do some more events. Let's do some more parties. Let's help some more rappers. Let's help some more people shine.
For sure.
Like you're doing right now, helping people shine. I want to tell you, artists out there, go tap in with your coach if you haven't done an interview with him yet. Make sure you hit him up and line your interview up. You know what I'm saying? Send Coach your music. You playing West Coast shit. Playing our shit.
Appreciate that.
He'll play your shit. So send it to him.
Man, appreciate that. Man, appreciate that, bro. Hey, we out of here. That's our time, man. Hey, God first, your family second. Everything else shall follow, man. I'll see y'all Wednesday. Run a play.
Yeah.